This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. In Denver's Election Tuesday, the race for mayor and some city council seats are still undecided. Voters have rejected a plan to open Denver's Park Hill Golf Course for development. That ballot measure failed with about 60% of voters on the no side. CPR's Nathaniel Miner heard from some of those opponents.
These are people, some of whom are in the neighborhood, some of whom are just from across the city, and just don't want to see more growth in Denver. They think that more growth would add to traffic and make pollution worse. What they really want to see is this land to be turned into a public park of some sort. This vote would not do that. It would keep it as a golf course, but they hope that there might be some way that the city could figure out in the future how to make it a park.
CPR's Nathaniel Miner. Colorado's local governments are deciding how to spend money the state got in a settlement with opioid makers. Denver will divide $4.5 million among organizations that are working to prevent or treat opioid addiction. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is pushing to protect the Colorado River. He says everyone dependent on the river knows the stakes are high.
Sometimes progress requires people to have that, you know, that sense of shared understanding. That was not around 5 years ago or 10 years ago. It is here today, and that's why I think this is not just, you know, silly optimism.
Congress has provided funding for river projects, but states have failed to agree on how to reduce their water use. There's more Colorado news and election results at CPR.org. This is CPR News.